This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to TV Guide. For the lowdown on everything television, it's best to turn to the pages of TV Guide. From entertainment news, interviews, and gossip, we bring you the inside information about your favorite TV shows with TV Guide. Up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is TV Guide, and I'm your reader, Susan, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the September 8th to 28th, 2025 triple issue, copyright 2025, by TV Guide Magazine, LLC. And now I'll begin with The Rausch Review. The Rausch Review by Matt Rausch. The Paper, series premiere Thursday, September 4th on Peacock. I wasn't sure whether to laugh or cry when, on his first day on the job as editor-in-chief of the near-death Toledo Truth Teller, idealistic Ned Sampson is asked which paper he works for, news or toilet. I laughed, but it hurt. Now owned by the paper conglomerate Enervate, the skeleton-staffed Truth Teller shares a floor with a toilet paper company, and guess which is more profitable. For someone who got his start at a local paper during more robust times, the paper, from the office's Greg Daniels, sharing that classic's mock documentary format and fictional camera crew, hits close to home. But like The Office, this deft workplace comedy strikes a universal chord with an endearingly amusing ensemble of silly would-be's and near-was's. Aiming to revive the paper's fortunes, the well-meaning but self-important Ned finds a kindred spirit in Mayor, a sly Chelsea Free, a former military reporter itching to be taken seriously. Their hilarious adversaries include the corporate weasel, Ken, who likens the paper to a sick mouse, and especially the vainglorious Esmeralda, who oversees clickbait on the website and resents Ned's efforts to commit actual journalism. The office's Oscar Nunez returns as accountant Oscar Martinez, who's not thrilled to be on camera again. Still, most Office fans will likely be overjoyed to punch in their time clocks here. And that's The Paper, Thursdays on Peacock. Task, series premiere Sunday, September 7th, 9, 8 Central on HBO. Relentlessly grim yet ultimately redemptive, befitting a crime drama whose hangdog hero used to be a priest, the harrowingly suspenseful Task tells the parallel stories of two men with deep sorrows. FBI agent Tom Brandis, a rumpled Mark Ruffalo, returning to field work in Philadelphia after a devastating family tragedy, leads a hastily assembled task force to find the culprit who's been burglarizing gangland drug houses. His target? Robbie Prendergast, a working-class family man raising his dead brother's daughter while pursuing a mission of retribution against a violent motorcycle gang. Mayor of Eastdown creator Brad Inglesby brings a touch of Sons of Anarchy style fatalism to this bloody fable of flawed men on a fateful collision course. And that's Task, 9, 8 Central on HBO on Sundays. NCIS Tony and Ziva, series premiere Thursday, September 4th on Paramount. We've never had any problems with chemistry, Ziva David boasts of her complicated but loving relationship with fellow former NCIS agent Tony DiNozzo, Michael Weatherly. Do tell. The sparks continue to fly in a breezy, colorful spinoff that sends the not quite couple through Europe, from Paris to Milan to Budapest, as fugitives from Interpol after being framed for, who cares? What longtime NCIS fans want to see is Ziva being fierce, which she is, especially when it comes to protecting their daughter, Tao, and Tony being glib and charming between fistfights and car chases. We're like a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde with better snacks, Tony quips as they head to their adventure. Going along for the ride is guaranteed good time escapism. NCIS Tony and Ziva, Thursdays on Paramount+. Fall preview, NBC, On Brand with Jimmy Fallon, premieres Tuesday, September 30th, 10, 9 Central. It's got everything I dreamt of in a show, says the Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon of his Brainchild, a competition series where 10 contestants work at his made-for-TV on-brand agency. Each week, solo or in teams, they create a marketing campaign for a big name like Dunkin' or Southwest Airlines and present it to company execs. Fallon's co-host is Business World Titan Bozama St. John, who headed marketing at Power Players Netflix, Uber, and PepsiCo, and debuted as a breath of fresh air on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. 14th season where fans loved her smarts and honesty. That's On Brand with Jimmy Fallon, Tuesday, September 30th, 10, 9 Central. CBS showing Sheriff Country, premiering Friday, October 17th, 9, 8 Central. It's high time Moreno Bacarin got her high noon moment. She gets more than one, raves Matt Lopez, the showrunner for this high-caliber Fire Country spinoff centered on the fabulously commanding Sheriff Mickey Fox, introduced in a pair of episodes over the past two seasons of CBS's hit drama as the aunt of Fire's Bodie, and stepsister of his Cal Fire boss, Sharon. The straight-shooting Mickey is now facing the heat of protecting and serving the show's fictional town of Edgewater, California. And from the very eventful pilot, Mickey and her portrayer are more than up for the job. Kicking off with a series of small-town emergencies, the show quickly introduces the folks closest to Mickey, including her daughter, Skye, partner Nathan Boone, mentee Deputy Sheriff Cassidy Campbell, Edgewater PD Administrator Gina, and Mickey's ex-husband Travis Fraley. The connections tissue tying Sheriff to Fire, aside from the shared location, is established in a crossover by Thirlo and the return of Mickey's father, Wes. A colorful weed dealer shown in Baccarin's second guest spot on the flagship. How these folks intersect is all part of the ride. The final moments of the premiere are wild, and Baccarin is having a blast getting to play someone both fiercely principled and frequently flawed. Not to mention all of the action that comes with being a crime fighter or the shady situations one may encounter in a seemingly idyllic suburbia. Cops and robbers, intrigue, mystery, solving crime, small town togetherness. And it's all so funny, says Baccarin. It's so much fun, I pinch myself every day. And that's Sheriff Country, CBS, premiering Friday, October 17th, 9, 8 Central. Boston Blue, premiering Friday, October 17th, 10, 9 Central. Can Boston Blue bring viewers back to CBS for Friday night dinners? Co-creators Brandon Margulis and Brandon Sonier didn't plan for their series about a cop relocating to Boston to be near the sun to become a Blue Bloods spinoff, but they jumped at the chance to make it one when opportunity knocked during development. Only a few tweaks were needed to insert Danny Reagan, Donnie Wahlberg's tough New York detective, into the world. After fruitlessly trying to keep Blue Bloods from cancellation, Wahlberg says, "When the opportunity came to expand the universe, I couldn't say no to carrying on that legacy." When the series opens, Danny has transferred to the Boston PD after his son Sean is replacing Blue Bloods' Andrew Terraclon, had a crisis at the BPD Academy. The Silvers, a close-knit law enforcement-filled family, befriend the homesick Sean, whom their son Jonah met during police training, inviting him over for dinner. At the table, widow DA Mae Silver, Jonah, Mae's police superintendent stepdaughter Sarah, Danny's partner and her father, a Baptist reverend. "The show was full of heart," says Martin Green. "We want to make sure families who watch really connect with us." And that's Boston Blue, premiering on CBS Friday, October 17th, 10, 9 Central. Also on CBS, The Road, premiering Sunday, October 19th, 9, 8 Central. "I'll be honest, I wasn't exactly dying to do another singing show," admits Blake Shelton, who was a coach on The Voice for 23 seasons before departing in 2023. So why did the country superstar want to join a brand new competition series? Executive producer Lee Metzger and I started kicking around this idea. What if we built a show that actually looked like what it takes to make it as an artist, Shelton explains, sleeping on buses, playing for crowds that didn't buy a ticket to see you, writing songs that may or may not pay the bills. That's real. The series follows 12 emerging artists, opening up for Keith Urban, who was previously a judge on American Idol for 4 seasons and on Australia's version of The Voice for 3, in music venues across the country. Throughout the season, Shelton, along with Yellowstone co-creator Taylor Sheridan and other soon-to-be-announced country stars, will join Urban and Grammy winner Gretchen Wilson to guide the artists as they perform for the live audiences that will determine whether they move on to the next city. At the end of the show, one of them will walk away with a record contract and $250,000. And that's The Road on CBS, premiering Sunday, October 19th, 9, 8 Central. DMV premieres Monday, October 13th, 8:30, 7:30 Central. In this new workplace comedy, it's hard to tell who is having a worse time, patrons of the East Hollywood DMV branch or its eclectic mix of employees who are faced with a plethora of problems. Whether it's drivers advanced beyond their years, reapplying for a license, serial lunch stealers, or inspectors evaluating usefulness, this series covers a lot of ground, or should we say, road. Look for romantic tension between driving examiner Colette and new desk worker Noah. "We want it to be a slow burn," says showrunner Dana Klein of their relationship, citing the actors' chemistry as a highlight. "It has been just delightful to watch them in every scene that they're in together." That's DMV premiering Monday, October 13th, 8:30, 7:30 Central. Now on Fox, Celebrity Weakest Link premiering Monday, September 15th, 9, 8 Central. "The themes have really elevated this show. It's made it much more fun for me," Jane Lynch told TV Guide magazine at a taping for the revamped version of the well-known game show she's hosted since 2020. The new twist? Instead of featuring regular folks in the hot seat, or more accurately, at the hot podium, each of the 11 new episodes will bring together 8 celebs connected by a theme like reality couples or football legends. Viewers can look forward to a Glee reunion and a fun group called TV Doctors. While Lynch is firm with contestants, she never intentionally rattles them. "I like to make people feel comfortable and also have the demeanor of a strict schoolmarm. I think that kind of works," she says. I think these folks know that my tongue is firmly wedged into my cheek, and there hopefully is a twinkle in my eye. Lynch's likability has made her plenty of friends in the entertainment industry, and the show uses that to its advantage. One of the themed episodes is called 8 Degrees of Jane. It's a small community, the acting community, says Lynch, who has won 5 Emmys and appeared in plenty of scripted fare, most recently Only Murders in the Building. Even if I haven't worked with them, I know of them, and there's an instant familiarity. And that's on Fox. Celebrity Weakest Link, premiering Monday, September 15th, 9, 8 Central. 99 to Beat on Fox, premiering Wednesday, September 24th, 9, 8 Central. NFL reporter Aaron Andrews has seen a lot of takedowns, but in the U.S. version of the U.K. game show, which throws 100 ordinary folks into a coliseum where they play seemingly simple games, the host, who watches from a box, marvels at the competitive nature that comes out on screen. Our very first challenge is something you would think of at a 5-year-old's birthday party, but the end of it, we had grown women tackling each other, Andrew says with a laugh. That's because of the $1 million at stake. The games mostly involve household objects, like one hilarious challenge that sees who can melt the ice around a whistle and be the first to blow it. And there's only one rule, don't be last. And that's 99 to Beat. Premiering Wednesday, September 24th, 9, 8 Central on Fox. On ABC, 911 Nashville, premiering Thursday, October 9th, 9, 8 Central. Trailers trapped in perilous places, tornadoes, the 911 franchise is blowing into Music City at full speed. We're going to get a bunch of crazy emergencies where people end up in places they shouldn't be, laughs showrunner Rashad Razani of the latest installment of the first responder drama. But disasters won't just be of the natural order with this one. Rassani admits that there is a soapy side to the actions as Captain Don Hart, NCIS's L.A. vet Chris O'Donnell, deals with a firehouse full of hot-blooded heroes and a scandal surrounding the wealthy family of his wife Blythe. Toss in Leanne Rimes as a failed singer looking for a big break, and the Wild City nightlife, and we're in for something even juicier than Nashville's hot chicken. And that's 911 Nashville, premiering Thursday, October 9th, 9, 8 Central on ABC. Playing on the CW, Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent, premiering Wednesday, September 24th, 8, 7 Central. Already an award-winning hit in Canada, this legal drama is testing the U.S. waters, but not on NBC, where the original Law & Order Criminal Intent lived. This procedural, co-created by Criminal Intent's Renee Balker, focuses on the motives of criminals and stars Kathleen Monroe as Detective Sergeant Frankie Bateman and Aidan Young as D.S. Henry Graff. The two work together on the specialized criminal investigation squad, akin to the original's major case squad. Although the format of the show remains familiar, the actors caution that viewers should be on the lookout for cultural tweaks. The DA is called a crown attorney, says Monroe. We have fewer gun crimes, cops interview suspects without a lawyer, and our writers are really interested in the root factors involved in crime, adds Young. There are differences in how you're allowed to enforce the law. Hopefully, it'll leave a decent taste in your mouth. Chung chung. That's Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent, premiering Wednesday, September 24th, 8, 7 Central on the CW. On PBS, The Gold premieres Sunday, October 5th, 10, 9 Central. It was the criminal world's version of winning the lottery in November 1983. 6 British burglars broke into a Brinks mat warehouse in London. Expecting to find £1 million in cash, they instead uncovered much more, 3 metric tons of gold bullion. Their attempt to get away with stealing it sets this suspenseful British import, which originally aired on Paramount Plus and is now a new part of the Masterpieces lineup. in motion. Ultimately, the gold, in today's money worth over $110 million, was disguised and sold into the market over a few years, series creator Neil Forsythe says. But it wasn't easy and involved more than 50 people, including corrupt cops and money launderers. The show isn't black and white, adds Forsythe of the fact-based drama with Downton Abbey's Hugh Bonneville, Slow Horse's Jack Loudon, and Dominic Cooper. It is up to the viewer to make their own judgment. And that's The Gold, premiering Sunday, October 5th, 10, 9 Central on PBS. The Great Escaper, premiering Sunday, November 23rd, 9, 8 Central, also on PBS. This 2023-based feature explores the insidious horror of war and the lasting power of love. Michael Caine stars as Bernie Jordan, the real-life World War II vet who made headlines in 2014 after breaking out of his British nursing facility to attend the 70th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy. Encouraged to take the trip by his beloved wife, Renee, Glenda Jackson, Bernie and a fellow soldier who befriends him on the ship to France embark on a tour of their pasts that ultimately allows them to put to rest some of the pain and trauma they have been carrying since June 6, 1944. Jackson passed away months before the film premiere in London, and Caine retired from acting shortly after, making the story even more poignant. And that's The Great Escaper, premiering Sunday, November 23rd, 9, 8 Central, on PBS. Also on PBS, The American Revolution, premiering Sunday, November the 16th. The Civil War put Ken Burns on the map 35 years ago. Since then, the impassioned TV historian has produced epic panoramas of World War II and the Vietnam War. His latest produced with Sarah Botstein and David Schmidt is a sweeping six-part, 12-hour chronicle of the conflict that resulted in our nation's birth. For Burns, speaking to Face the Nation in July from Thomas Jefferson's Monticello home, the American Revolution is the most important event since the birth of Christ in all of world history, inspiring similar uprisings for freedom around the world. Don't expect a sanitized, simplified history. This is gritty stuff, Burns says. Lots of people died fighting for this. When the main form of killing was a bayonet, that's not fun. And that's The American Revolution, premiering Sunday, November 16th on PBS, 8, 7 Central. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Susan with TV Guide, and I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.